This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And market-moving numbers in the last few minutes. First of all, retail sales up bigger than expected for the highest pace since January. That's affecting market futures. But the big number, all morning long, we've been suspecting that Goldman Sachs would be reporting a more than $2 billion quarterly profit. But the latest press release from Goldman Sachs reports a $3.44 billion profit. The Associated Press says $2.72 billion. In any case, however you do the numbers, it's much bigger than expected. Ed Welch, markets reporter for the Dow Jones Newswire Service, joins us now. Ed, what does this mean? I mean, banking is suddenly the best business going.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, there was a it was a blowout quarter for equity underwriting, and that's what really helped boost Goldman's profits this quarter, because they had a record quarter for that because they participated in helping all the banks raise money after the stress test. So that really boosted their profits. They also had a blowout quarter in the fixed income side. So
let's take both of those apart for a second.
Yeah.
On the underwriting, basically with the liquidity that was flooded into the market by the Federal Reserve, banks used that money to raise equity, and investors poured their money in. And by managing those deals, Goldman got an enormous amount of fees from that. That's one side of the coin, right?
That's one side of the coin, right.
The other side of the coin is they were able to trade in bonds, that's the fixed income side,
right,
and make enormous amounts of profit by basically taking risky-looking bonds but making just money hand over fist by reselling them.
Yeah, it seems to be, yes, and also this has sort of been an area where, you know, yesterday an influential banking analyst, Meredith Whitney, came out and said that although Goldman has made money on the equity side for most of their, you know, existence, and that's really been their strength, the company is going to really benefit in shifting over to the debt side. She actually raised her rating on the bank to buy yesterday, and the stock saw a big pop, 5%. She basically said that Goldman is going to be in the right place at the right time to help all the struggling governments right now that are dealing with massively underfunded budgets raise capital. So they're really going to they benefited this quarter from the stress test, helping banks raise money after the stress test. And in the future, she says they're going to start to help governments benefit by helping governments raise money that they need to fill these underfunded budgets that
now,
they have.
Ed Welch, for some of us who don't have a billion or more in the bank and are looking at this number, do we view this as an economic indicator of the financial crisis being over, or do we view this as a favored position for Goldman Sachs, which paid back $10 billion in TARP money and now looks as though it's definitely, you know, beyond being too big to fail? It's so huge it can't do anything but succeed.
It's huge, but it's not nearly as huge as some of the other banks like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, all the others. It's more that it's extremely nimble and extremely clever. They know how to be in the right place at the right time to make money, and I think it does relate more to it's more a reflection on just Goldman Sachs and,
right,
and this quarter than the overall banking system. I think the light is still – we still have
– the light is dim for anyone who gets paid. We're going to leave it there. The light is dim unless you work for Goldman Sachs. Ed Welch,
exactly,
markets reporter for Dow Jones Newswires. $3.44 billion for Goldman Sachs.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.